Welcome friends to Literature Mantra. I'm Harsh Singh and in this audio we'll discuss the writer Chimamanda Ngozi Adichie. Okay, this is her full name Chimamanda Chimamanda Ngozi Ngozi. Okay, and afterwards Adichie Adichie Chimamanda Ngozi Adichie. Now she was born in 1977 in Nigerian and she is a Nigerian writer, and since she is young, pretty young, she is considered as a contemporary literary star, not only because of youthfulness but also because she has written some important and famous works. Now, Adichie's novels and essays tackle themes of identity, gender, race, as well as the immigrant experience. And she is particularly famous for her second novel, which was Half of a Yellow Sun. Okay, Half of a Yellow Sun, which came out in 2006. Now, this novel gained international acclaim for its, depiction of the devastation that was caused by the Nigerian Civil War. Now, Nigeria is a country in Africa. Now, to understand her novels, you must be aware of the Nigerian Civil War. Okay? Now, the Nigerian Civil War was fought between 1967 to 1970. Okay? Fought between the government of Nigeria and a secessionist state. So, one region of Nigeria wanted a separate country. And the name was Biafra. Biafra. Okay? B-I-A-F-R-A. Biafra is located in the southeastern part of Nigeria. Agar aap map dekhoge, it is located in the southeastern region. And it is estimated that in this civil war, from 5 lakh to 30 lakh people were killed. But later on, the federal government of Nigeria took control and did not allow this secession to take place. Okay? So, ultimately, the region of Biafra was reunited with the present state of Nigeria. Okay? So, usi ke upar jo hai, ye novels hain by the writer Adichie. Okay? And this novel, Half of a Yellow Sun, okay? It depicts the devastation caused by the Nigerian Civil War. Then, in the year 1998, Adichie published a play called For Love of Biafra. Okay? I told you Biafra was the region that wanted to secede from or separate from Nigeria. So, uske upar hi ye play hai inka, For Love of Biafra. Okay? And another important novel by Chimamanda Ngozi Adichie is her novel Purple Hibiscus. Okay? This came out in the year 2003. Okay? Purple Hibiscus. H-I-B-I-S-C-U-S. Purple Hibiscus. Now, this novel is set in Nigeria and this is a story of a character called Kambili. K-A-M-B-I-L-I. Kambili. Kambili is a 15-year-old whose family is very wealthy and also well-respected, but who is terrorized by her fanatically religious father. And this novel is important because it was also awarded the Commonwealth Writers' Prize in the year 2005. Okay? Later on, it was also shortlisted for the Orange Prize for Fiction. Orange Prize. Now, ye sare jo prizes ke naam main bata raha hun, these are also important from an exam point of view. So, you should be aware of what Orange Prize is, what Commonwealth Writers' Prize is. Okay? Now, afterwards, in the year 2013, Adichie published another work called Americana. Okay? Americana. A-M-E-R-I-C-A-N-A-H. Okay? Americana. Now, this novel centers on the romantic and existential struggles of a young Nigerian woman who is studying in the United States. Okay? Now, keep in mind that in her real life, Adichie completed her education in part from Nigeria and later on also from the United States. So, this work Americana, okay, about a young Nigerian woman, it has some parallels and draws some ideas from her own life and experiences. Okay? Afterwards, another work by Adichie is called We Should All Be Feminists. We Should All Be Feminists. Okay? We Should All Be Feminists. This was published in 2014 and essentially this is an essay, okay, that was adapted from her speech that she gave 2 years earlier. Okay? We Should All Be Feminists. Now, with respect to Adichie, you should know one more fact, that in some works, she also used a pen name or a pseudonym. What was this pseudonym? The pseudonym was Nwa Grace James. N-W-A, Nwa, Grace, G-R-A-C-E, and then James. Okay, Nwa Grace James. This was the pen name that she has used in some of her works. So, exam ke point of view se ye bhi important hai, because they can ask you, who uses the pen name of or pseudonym of Noah Grace James? The answer is Chimamanda Ngozi Adichie. Okay? Now also keep in mind that since Adichie was educated in Nigeria as well as the United States, she knows at least two languages. One is English and the other is Igbo. I-G-B-O. Igbo is a language that is spoken in Nigeria. And she also writes in both languages. Because according to her, it will help her reach a bigger audience. Right? And in most of her works, you'll find themes of Americanization, immigration, racism, feminism, themes of religion, okay? Femininity, motherhood, womanhood in general. All of these you will also find in her novels. Okay? Now, I told you that she published a work called We Should All Be Feminists, okay, in the year 2014. Then after 3 years, in the year 2017, she published a related work. Iska title tha, Dear Ajia Vele, or a Feminist Manifesto in 15 Suggestions. Okay, this was the complete title. Okay, a Feminist Manifesto in 15 Suggestions. Lekin complete title hai iska, Dear Ajia Vele. I-J-E-A-W-E-L-E. Okay? Now this particular work is a tribute, a memoir tribute to her father. Okay? So, from an exam point of view, just remember that Chimamanda Ngozi Adichie is a contemporary writer, contemporary Nigerian writer. She was educated both in Nigeria as well as the United States. She is also regarded as a central figure in post-colonial feminist literature. Okay? Afterwards, in her works, you will find mention of the Nigerian Civil War. For instance, her work called Half of a Yellow Sun. ठीक है ये काफी इंपॉर्टेंट है afterwards purple hibiscus ठीक है purple hibiscus then in her works you will also find themes of gender marriage femininity motherhood womanhood along with this remember that in the year 2014 she published a essay called we should all be feminists ठीक है later on in the year 2017 she published a memoir which is also a tribute to her father called Dear Ajia Vele or a Feminist Manifesto in 15 Suggestions ठीक है